Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
Thank you for joining us at XM.com. This is the week ahead, and it will likely be a volatile week for the FX market with three central bank meetings and important data from the United States. I'm Cristina Marujos. With me today is our senior investment analyst, Mario Sechiriagos. Mario, starting with the euro, the European Central Bank meets on Thursday and markets are expecting confirmation of a June rate cut. What could that mean for the single currency?
Hello, Cristina. It's certainly going to be an exciting one. So look, the eurozone economy has gone through a rough patch, let's say, over the last year. Growth has been almost stagnant, and the main problem behind that is Germany. Now, Germany fell into a contraction last year, mostly because of a slowdown in global trade that suppressed demand for German exports, and in turn, that weighed on the nation's manufacturing sector. Now, there's a bright side to all of that, and the bright side is that the economic weakness has also helped to dampen inflationary pressures. Inflation in the eurozone fell to just 2.4% in March, opening the door essentially for the European Central Bank to start cutting interest rates pretty soon. Now, as you alluded to, most ECB officials have pointed to June as the most likely candidate for a rate cut. And investors, Christina, share this view. A rate cut in June is already fully priced into money markets. So it seems like the ECB is going to use this meeting on Thursday as a stepping stone, essentially to set the stage for a summer rate cut, possibly in June. Now, what I would expect to hear from President Lagarde, I'd expect her to highlight the progress we've seen on inflation lately, and she might argue that lowering interest rates soon would help to minimize the risk of a recession. Now, as far as the euro is concerned, I think that the overall picture is quite gloomy. If you just go by economic fundamentals, the euro doesn't seem very attractive. Now, one reason the euro has been so resilient over the last year, Christina, has been the collapse in natural gas prices, which has benefited the euro through the trade channel. And of course, the euphoria we've seen in the stock market has also helped the euro by pinning down the safe haven US dollar. Now, why are we saying all of that? Well, the euro has been kept above water, not by its economic performance, but rather by developments in other financial markets. So that's a double-edged sword, because it implies that if we see any change in these trends, that could remove a big pillar of support for the single currency. So in other words, the euro needs low gas prices and rising stock markets to remain above water. Otherwise, traders might start to focus on the dark growth outlook in Europe.
Crossing into the United States now, Wednesday will be crucial for the US dollar with the release of the CPI data and the Fed minutes. How could these data sets shape market expectations regarding the timing of the Fed's first rate cut?
Yeah, so the markets are currently looking for a June rate cut by the Fed as well. But in contrast to the ECB, the probability that traders assign to a June rate cut in the US is only 70%. So these upcoming events are going to be important in, you know, either in making a June rate cut seem like a done deal or by making it look like a coin toss once again. So forecasts, Christina, suggest that inflation reaccelerated in March, headline inflation, mostly because of the rally in oil prices we saw during the month. Now, of course, the core rate, which excludes the effects of energy prices, is expected to decline a little bit. So that would be a mixed report for the Fed. It would basically signal that the progress, the broader trend of disinflation continues, but rising energy prices are acting against that, are acting as an obstacle, let's say. Now, as far as the minutes are concerned, that was a pretty strange meeting. The Fed upgraded its growth and inflation forecasts, but it continued to project three rate cuts for this year. So the discussion behind the scenes is going to be important. But in my opinion, this release is unlikely to contain any groundbreaking revelations. Right? We've heard from most Fed officials. Most of them have spoken several times since this meeting. So chances are we're not going to get any big surprises from the minutes. Now, the dollar overall seems attractive to me. If we're just judging by economic fundamentals, the US economy seems to be much stronger than other regions. GDP growth is on track to hit 2.5% this quarter, according to the Atlanta Fed. So the overall outlook, I think, for the dollar seems positive, but for the dollar to stage a lasting rally, I think we might need to see more signs of weakness in foreign economies or a risk-off atmosphere that fuels demand for safe haven assets.
And Marios, before I let you go, the Bank of Canada and the Reserve Bank of New Zealand also meet on Wednesday. Should we expect any changes in policy? And if so, what could that mean for the loonie and the kiwi, respectively?
Yeah, so neither central bank is expected to adjust policy, Christina. What I would say very briefly is that for the Canadian dollar, the most important driver short term is going to be oil prices. We've seen some fears of escalation in the Middle East lately, and that has boosted energy prices. If that continues, it could be a positive development for the oil exporting Canadian dollar. Now in New Zealand, the local dollar, I think, is going to continue to trade as a proxy for China developments. So for the New Zealand dollar to stage a recovery, it will probably need to see more signs of a lasting economic recovery in China.
Marios, thanks so much. This was The Week Ahead here at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.